Brought to you by GMSDC Radio and broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia. It's time for Let's Talk Small Business with your host, Stacy Key.
Good morning and welcome to Let's Talk Small Business, the talk show dedicated to small business. I am Stacy Key, your host, and I am delighted to be with you. We've got two very dynamic gentlemen here this morning to talk with us about small business development in the state of Georgia. We've got Mr. Robert Yancey of SCORE, and we've got Mr. Lloyd Atkins of the Small Business Development Centers of the University of Georgia System. Let's Talk Small Business is the show, again, dedicated to small business throughout the state of Georgia. We're airing every Tuesday morning at 11:30 on Business X Radio, so please mark your calendars and plan to join us. Our whole purpose is to bring you interesting, hot topics that impact the small business community, so please reach out to us, please watch us, join us, reach out to us on Facebook, on Twitter, and follow us, give us your feedback all the time so that we know if there's topics or things that you'd like to hear from us. Please don't hesitate to connect with us again on Facebook and Twitter. We've got, again, two exciting gentlemen that are here with us today that are going to be talking about the resources that are available to small businesses. And, again, credible resources that can help our small businesses grow. And that's really what we're all about with Let's Talk Small Businesses, making sure we're providing you with relevant information and topics that can help our small businesses can grow, add jobs, and fuel the economy. As small business grows, so goes the economy throughout the nation and the state of Georgia. First of all, we've got Mr. Robert Yancey of SCORE. Welcome, Mr. Yancey. We're glad that you're here with us today.
Well, I'm happy to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
And next, we have Mr. Lloyd Atkins, the director at SBDC.
Glad to be here, Stacy.
Great. We're glad both of you gentlemen. We've got two powerhouse gentlemen with us today. They're going to talk about their respective organizations and how they help small businesses throughout the state of Georgia. First of all, Mr. Yancey, can you take a few minutes and talk with us about SCORE? Mr. Butts was here several weeks ago, and he talked about SCORE, and I tell you, I was so impressed about the organization and all that you do. Can you take a little bit and talk about SCORE and how you help small businesses throughout the state of Georgia?
Certainly, be happy to. SCORE is currently celebrating 50 years of providing services to small businesses across America. We were founded in 1964 by the Small Business Administration. There was a cadre of retired business executives who were solicited to come in, provide volunteer services, to provide mentoring. So our primary product is one-on-one, confidential, free mentoring to small businesses. I'll repeat that. One-on-one, free, confidential mentoring to small businesses.
You said the word that I like, that free word. Okay, so you're going to now be one of my BFFs as well because you use the free word. Free mentoring to small businesses.
That's correct. Uh-huh.
With high-powered talent. Now, is this talent coming from corporate America? Is that where it's coming from primarily?
It's primarily coming from corporate America. My background happens to be principally in academia, but I also have entrepreneurial experience from various ventures that I have started and a couple that actually made a couple of dollars.
That's always helpful, making a couple of dollars.
But we have people who are retired. We were retired. SCORE was an acronym for Service Corps of Retired Executives.
Okay.
But currently we are looking at people who are not necessarily retired, maybe semi-retired, or who are sufficiently senior in their professions that they can take time out to do the volunteer work for us, because we need people, and we have people who have more contemporary skills. Traditionally, when you think of retired people, their skill sets, particularly with new technologies, may be a little on the obsolete side. We have people who are coming into us who have current contemporary skills.
So they're not necessarily corporate. They could be academia. They could be corporate. They can come from various disciplines. But they're seasoned, high-level executives that bring a wealth of experience and knowledge that can mentor and coach small businesses to help them succeed and reach their business goals.
And this is what we do. We have approximately 11,000 volunteers nationwide. And 334 chapters across the country. Since 1964, we've provided 1 million, roughly 1.5 million hours of volunteer counseling to small businesses.
Wow, 1 million. So the Atlanta chapter, tell me about the Atlanta chapter, because I'm assuming this is the biggest, baddest chapter in the country, right?
The Atlanta chapter is big and bad.
Okay.
In 2012, we helped create 426 businesses.
Excellent.
We have had PricewaterhouseCoopers to come in and do an assessment of our performance, so our outcomes. So these numbers are sort of, at least scientifically derived, helped create about 313 new jobs in addition to the businesses we started.
Excellent. So impact. You've had a great impact with 426 businesses. That's outstanding. Mr. Atkins, can you take a minute and talk to us about the SBDCs throughout the state of Georgia? Because you've had an incredible impact with your organization.
Absolutely, Stacey. The SBDCs have been in Georgia in existence since 1977. As a matter of fact, the SBDC in Georgia was one of the first three that were chartered in 1977. We have 17 centers around the state of Georgia, and as with SCORE, our counseling is free. We have three main service areas that we do provide. We have the counseling, the training/education, and advocacy, because we believe that all three of those areas are necessary in order to promote the small business community within Georgia. We have counseling staff and professional counseling staff, all that have graduate degrees. We are one of the few SBDCs in the country where the counseling staff does have graduate degrees. We think that is certainly a value add in terms of the small businesses in Georgia, because they benefit from not only the academic preparation that our counselors have, but also the experience as well.
Excellent. So both of you gentlemen provide counseling and mentoring for small businesses that's free. So tell me, how does a small business tap into this resource? And either of you can go first. I'm a small business. I'm looking to grow. I know I need some mentoring. I need some coaching. I need some assistance. How do I tap into this resource? Because it's invaluable that I get some assistance. I know I need it.
Well, with the SBDC, of course, you can go to our website, which is www.georgiasbdc.org, and access our website and determine the geographic location of our offices, and then you can make telephone contact with our offices and arrange for a one-on-one appointment with our counseling staff.
Okay, so I can go to any one of the 17 locations throughout the state, so you're geographically, you've got plenty of places to go to.
Yes.
I can get a one-on-one appointment to talk about, you know, my challenges, and then someone can route me through and recommend what I, you know, the assistance I might need. It's customized for me.
Absolutely, and confidential as well.
Excellent, okay.
Similarly with SCORE, we have chapters throughout the state of Georgia. We have a chapter in Atlanta, Augusta, Savannah. And the Atlanta chapter has a dozen branch offices all over metropolitan Atlanta.
Excellent, excellent.
You can go to our website at atlanta.score.org. I took a hesitation before I mentioned that because we just changed it. atlanta.score.org. And on our website, on our homepage, you can schedule an appointment. You can actually go online and go to our calendar and schedule an appointment in any of our offices throughout the city or throughout the state of Georgia.
Okay, and then I'll get an appointment with a counselor, mm-hmm. and then again, it gets customized based on the needs that I have as a small business owner, based on what I need.
When you book your appointment, you indicate in the comments section what kind of service you require, what kind of needs you have, and we will have someone who can accommodate your needs.
Oh, wow. There's no limit to operational, finance, marketing, sales. I have all of the gamut.
Well, we don't have in our office necessarily everybody who can do everything,
correct.
But we have access to everybody who can
correct.
Do everything. We
yes.
have a directory of resources, so if someone comes in and needs something that we don't have in-house, we can go to our directory and we can find a volunteer somewhere in the country who can provide them with assistance.
Excellent. But you have access to resources.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's the same, Stacey, with the SBDC. What we do have, most of our offices are counseling staff. Can handle certainly the general business questions, but we do have throughout the state subject matter experts. Probably the one thing that we don't get too involved with is, of course, legal, because that, of course, is a totally different discipline and certainly requires expertise that we just don't offer, and for a number of different reasons. But otherwise, what we try to do is if there is a discipline that a particular small business has a need for, then the counseling staff can reach out to our in-house expert and receive assistance that way.
Okay. And I assume both of you offer classes, educational classes as well.
That's
what types
correct.
Of educational classes do you offer via SCORE and or SBDC?
Well, the Small Business Development Center offers training that covers the gamut in terms of that. For the startup, we have what we call a How to Start series that we offer to our small business community, as well as the more advanced training such as our Maximum Marketing programs and our Grow Smart training programs for, I would say, the general businesses. And we do have some targeted programs that we offer, our Premier Development Program that we offer, as a matter of fact, in co-sponsorship with GMSDC and with Georgia Power for minority businesses, as well as our new one for women-owned businesses. So, but we do offer a range of classes that hopefully fits the needs of most of the people that seek assistance.
Similarly at SCORE, we offer a 5-course series called Simple Steps for Starting Your Business, where we cover each of the functional areas of starting a business, from conceptualizing the business through the financing and the marketing and the communications and those kinds of things. We also offer a series of a curriculum of workshops, 1-day workshops, 3.5-4-hour workshops for a variety of things, for business plan development or for accounting or finance. So we have a very popular workshop which we offer with the Small Business Development Center, as a matter of fact, called Import Export, and that's very highly subscribed. So we have a number of workshops, and incidentally, we're also responsive to the community. So if someone out there has a need for, sees a need for something we aren't offering, we're willing to consider developing a workshop around that need.
Oh, wow. So you will partner in and develop based on the needs of the community.
Yes, we will.
Excellent. That's great to hear. Let me ask both of you, gentlemen, in terms of what are you seeing in terms of challenges in terms of the small business community? Any challenges, particular challenges that you want to share with our listeners that you're seeing that in terms of the small business community?
Well, financing is now, has been, and almost always will be
okay.
A major challenge, particularly from the point of view of the entrepreneur. From my side of the table, we recognize that financing is a challenge, and of course we can provide some counseling and direction to try to assist them in getting financing, but it's the understanding the opportunity, understanding the business, developing the business plan, making sure that the business person knows what it is he's trying to do, understands the functional areas of business to enhance his ability to succeed even with financing.
You know, and we talk about this financing all the time, and I want to ask both of you this question, because we at GMSDC are pulling together a section on this financing, and one of the things that that we're looking at is putting together this module, or module for lack of a better word, about are you bankable? And so many of our business owners we're finding don't understand, how do I put together the package for financing and my ratios and understanding my financials and all of that? Are you seeing, from your perspective, are you seeing that the business owners understand that piece of the financing,
no.
Putting together the package, understanding their ratios? I've got my financials tight and in order. I understand my balance sheet. They understand all of that package so that when I go to the – and you know, it's not – sometimes it's not always debt.
No,
sometimes
no.
You get equity financing as well.
Yeah. I mean, it's as Dr. Yancey said, of course, the access to capital issue is paramount. Always, as he said, always has, always will be. And that, of course, is not only for existing businesses, but also certainly for startups. But with the existing businesses, Stacy, the issues that you spoke about, the bankability or the question, it's still an enigma to them in terms of exactly what are the proper steps and preparation that one has to have in order to be able to successfully access credit. And again, not only the banks, but also people who are seeking equity funding as well.
Yep.
They really don't understand. Neither do they embrace the process. And what we always try to do is to educate people on the process. If they embrace the process, the likelihood of them being successful increases substantially.
But, I agree.
But that's a challenge, and I'm sure you know Dr. Yancey sees it at SCORE, and we certainly see it at SBDC. People come to us all of the time, and they really don't understand exactly how the banks think in terms of what they are seeking. They don't understand simple things about the importance of the credit score.
Dun & Bradstreet Credibility has reached out to us about a partnership because the whole Dun's piece of it and that whole piece of it and understanding that impact, because many of our corporate partners are using that information even from the supplier side.
Mm-hmm.
And how do I manage that piece, even not even with the issue of getting credit, but the issue of getting business. Because if your Dun's number is not at the proper level,
absolutely,
you cannot get a contract in the supply chain.
Well, people ask me all the time, Stacy, because I'm the point person for the SBDC for procurement, and people always say, well, Lloyd, what if you were to say was the secret, if there's such a thing? And I try to explain to people the best thing that you can do, and there are no simple solutions, but the best thing that people have to understand is that they have to position their businesses where the business is operating at full capacity. If there are eight cylinders in the business, then all eight cylinders have to be functioning at all times in order to be successful suppliers to corporate as well as to the federal government. And I think that a lot of people just miss that point. While it's somewhat simple, they don't really embrace it because they don't understand. Well, they just think, if I get the certification, then that's going to be the key.
That's just a calling card to play.
And the whole thing I try to explain to them about the certification aspect of it is that that's just a marketing tool.
That's right.
But if you have a marketing strategy that is not clear and well developed, then the certifications are not going to do anything.
Not going to be effective.
Right.
I think we've got an opportunity, and as for Mr. Yancey and for you, Lloyd, as a collaboration to work on something from a financial perspective, because again, we've been approached by Dun & Bradstreet, we've been approached by others, and so we're working on some things around this
right.
bankability because there's a need.
As a matter of fact, Stacy, Terry Dennison, of course, who's the district director of SBA here in Georgia, spoke to the SBDC consulting group at our annual training a few weeks ago, and she gave some statistics of the percentage of minority businesses that are getting SBA financing, and I think the percentage was 1.7%.
It was extremely low.
And
I saw the statistics. It was embarrassing.
We are going to be meeting with her. We have some ideas on perhaps some ways that we can perhaps help raise the bar there, and certainly once we have those meetings, we'll certainly be happy to share that with you and GMSDC on some ideas that we have, because we have a lot of in-house banking talent, mm-hmm. who understand it, and I've reached out to some other organizations outside of SBDC, and we truly believe that it's an educational issue, mm-hmm. more than anything else.
I'm going to put a challenge out to our listeners. For those listening, if you could go out to our Facebook page and put some comments out there. If you're out there and you've want to put some comments about this bankability and banking and finance and challenges, we would love to hear from you, because that again, that's one of the challenges that we know that exists. We'd love to hear some feedback on it. We'd love to hear your comments, your experiences. As we're putting together things for the GMSDC Academy, for our new business development center, we really want to make sure we're designing things that fit the needs of our constituent base for GMSDC. And so please share comments and feedback so that we want to make sure we're on target.
And Stacy, let me just add that it's probably the most difficult type of business to obtain financing is a startup.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
And because of that, then one of the things that we are doing in Chapter 48 is we are developing a collaboration with a crowdfunding organization. I can't disclose that name right now because we are still preliminary, but we are developing our collaboration where we in the chapter will actually pre-screen the crowdfunding applicants.
Oh, excellent.
And they may be able to obtain small funds, small sums of money, starting with $5,000 type loans.
And that's a good.
And these are interest-free loans.
Ooh.
So again, it goes back to Lloyd's point that they're going to have to make a case.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, and put it
that
on
business case.
Right, they make that business case. So
yes.
If we can get them to develop the level of sophistication and develop in business case development to where they can sell their concept, then it's going to be possible for them to get small interest-free loans, which they can repay. And once they repay it, they can renew it at a larger level. And each time they go around, the level gets larger.
See, I think... And that's something, too, to go out to the Facebook. And if that's something you're interested in, to shoot an email to the Facebook so we can get some information to you. But I think we may have to provide some assistance on the art of making that case.
Right.
Because, you know, many of our business owners may not be as comfortable of putting together that case and presenting it for getting that kind of funding.
And this is what we do in our Simple Steps program.
Okay.
We try to walk them through the process of developing the feasibility study so they can demonstrate this business concept is feasible. And if I just had $5,000 or $10,000 in addition to what I already have from my friends and my family and my other relations, then we can get it off the ground and make it work.
Mr. Yancey, can you give them the website for where they can go to those things called Simple
Steps for Starting Your Business? This is, again, at the Our Score website, which is atlanta.score.org. On our homepage, you will see the workshops.
And so those are the workshops you need to...
Click on workshops and click on Simple Steps.
Simple Steps. Mm-hmm. And that can give you information. If you are interested in learning how to put together the case to potentially get incremental funding for a project that you're working on, as Mr. Yancey mentioned, there's some things coming down the line for some crowdfunding. You might want to go ahead now, start preparing yourself so you know how to put together the case. When it comes, when the announcement's made, you're already prepared. You've got the case. You've got put everything in place, and you'll be prepared to go forward and make the case for you to get some incremental funding. Great. That's a great suggestion. What other challenges? We know the funding is out there.
One that we're beginning, we have identified this before, but one, in particular with existing businesses, is trying to get them to understand about exit planning and succession planning, strategic planning, to try to get businesses and business owners to understand that sometimes you have to take apart the business in order to make it more successful. And we have developed a 10-step process that the Small Business Development takes existing businesses through with the idea of helping them to take that step back and to look at the business objectively and to take steps to weaken those areas that need strengthening and to strengthen those areas that they already have so that they can take the business to the next level. But that's something you'd be surprised, they say, that people just really don't pay a lot of attention to. Once they feel that they're successful, sometimes they don't really think that they need to really take a step back to try to make it better. And the strategic planning process helps them to do that because it affords them the opportunity to take the business apart, put it back together, and hopefully make it that much stronger.
But let me ask this question. What percentage of the businesses you see that come through SBDC have a strategic plan?
Very few.
Okay.
Very few. Very few.
There's no plan.
Or if they do, Stacy, it's one, well, what you hear is, well, I really haven't looked at it recently, or something that we've done, but it's, or I did something a couple of years ago, but we didn't act upon it. The things that we do in our strategic planning is all actionable. These are things that people are going to be forced to really do, because we go with follow-up and to follow up with them to see where they have actually taken the recommendations that we have given in the strategic planning.
So very few have it. How important do you believe it is for a business growth to have the strategic plan?
It's essential.
Okay,
it's very difficult in running a business to steer it somewhere where you don't have a map.
Okay.
You have to know where the destination is, and you have to know where the twists and turns mm-hmm. in the road are going to be en route to that destination. The strategic plan, of course, is not magic. It's not going to tell you or reveal everything that's going to happen, but it's going to reveal most things that are likely to happen, and it will provide you with the opportunity to prepare to deal with those situations, as opposed to just running around willy-nilly with no real direction in mind, hoping that eventually you'll wake up and be there.
Because the marketplace, Stacey, as you know, changes, and a lot of times the systems that will have afforded a business a modicum of success at some stage is fine, but when that market changes, the business has to be able to adapt to that change in the marketplace and to put systems in place that's going to help it to continue to be successful. I mean, we see it all the time, and I know Dr. Yancey sees it as well. People come to us and say, well, we've been doing it this way for any number of years.
And you should be changing
it. And that's all well and good, but it's just like the coach used to tell people, listen, don't read your press clippings. I tell clients that all of the time, and they
don't smell their exhaust.
Yeah, I mean, do not read your press clippings, because what got you there today may not get you there tomorrow.
Exactly.
You have to always be looking around to try to get better, and that's the key, and that's the essence of strategic planning. And as Dr. Yancey said, it's not going to answer all of the questions, but what it does, it forces management to think about this business in ways perhaps that they hadn't thought about it. I try to do the closest analogy I give is just like our children. We love our children. My daughters, I'll stand in front of a bullet for them. But the only way to, as a parent, that made them better was to take corrective steps and to try to help them. And it's the same thing
Absolutely.
With business owners and their businesses.
So I'm going to, because I agree with both of you, it's essential. But many do not have it. And so knowing what we know, they don't have it. We know it's essential, you know, for this growth, because they've got to get scale. If you really want to compete in this marketplace, whether it's federal contracting, corporate, local, doesn't matter, you need scale. If you really want to play in the big league, you can do business with other small businesses, other minority businesses, you can do whatever. But if you really want to get in the big leagues and play in that arena, you have to have scale. You must have a business plan, strategic plan. So how do we collectively help them do that? How do we help them, even if it's a mini strategic plan, how do we help them get there? How do we help force them into something they don't have? Because they don't have it. How do we help them?
We've been working very hard across SCORE to develop relationship with our clients. Mm-hmm. Historically, we have a one-on. You come in, we'll counsel with you, and we'll never see you again. And we didn't really worry about that. And you can't do a whole lot when you're doing one-on. Mm-hmm. But we have relationship, then when before the client leaves, you try to reschedule the next appointment. And you give them homework. Okay, when you come into my office, regardless of what your business is going to be about, I'm going to ask you about the business plan.
Bring it with you.
I want to see your business plan. If you don't have one, I'm going to show you how to put one together. And then I'm going to say, don't wait until you finish to come back. Get started and come back. Okay, that tells me I just gave you a push. I just gave you a contract. That we have an agreement that I will work with you as long as you're willing to work on this. But this is critical. This is very important. We'll spend time explaining why it's important. It's not hard to sell that. Most people say, well, I have a business plan, but I don't have the financials. Well, the business plan is the financials. The other stuff is fluff, you know, in a lot of our points of view, from a lot of our points of view. So we'll work on that. But if we can get you to begin working on it, come back, we can give you some feedback, we can some direction, you can go back and tweak it again and come back over a period of time. We emphasize the importance of it, and they will come back, they will follow up, because then we set expectations. They don't come not just to satisfy themselves, but also to help satisfy some of our expectations.
Let me share this with you. You both are aware, I'm sure, of the Georgia Mentor Protege Connection, which is the mentoring program that GMSDC, in partnership with Georgia Tech and with the state of Georgia. One of the requirements we have as part of that program is that you have a business plan. We have your business plans, we have your financials. And so I'm thinking aloud here and toying with, we've got your business plan because you have to have it to be a part of the mentoring program. You are not allowed to be a part of the program without it. The strategic plan is another piece of that. And so thinking aloud and allowing you to, as part of that program, developing a mini strategic plan, because you're working on strategic initiatives for 1 year. And so it's not a stretch to come up with a mini strategic plan as part of that initiative. Again, I'm forcing you into it because I got you captive for a year. You're investing time. You're investing resource. What do you think about? And so as part of mentoring or engaging these businesses in mentoring and coaching and development, at a minimum, even if it's a one-page business plan, it beats not having it at all.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things that comes out of our GrowSmart training, and it starts out with the one-page business plan, because that, when they look at that, the first thing they say, well, I can't write a one-page business plan, because what it does, Stacy, it forces them to think about all aspects of it, but they have to put it into a one-page business plan, because they have to consider those all aspects, just as Dr. Yancey was saying, the financial statements, the marketing, the
operations,
the operations, the
HR,
the whole piece in one business plan, and it always gets their attention. But once they finish the training, then they understand it, that they can do it, and it's something that we emphasize throughout the whole process that we're working with them.
Yeah, and so I want business owners, I think we all want business owners to be successful. And so we're constantly thinking of ways of how we help, we push them into being successful. And sometimes they're kicking and screaming, but we're pushing them and pulling them to be successful because that's where we want them to grow. And so, unfortunately, gentlemen, we're running out of time. So I want to give both of you the opportunity as we're wrapping up. What advice from your perspective, from your organization's perspective, would you give business owners, in terms of how to leverage your organizations, how to really maximize the use of your respective organizations? And we can start with you, Lloyd. What parting advice would you give small business owners?
Well, first of all, the first thing that people need to do is to reach out. If you don't take that first step in accessing the resources that are afforded now for small businesses, because the SBDC, just like Dr. Yancey, SCORE, and the Procurement Technical Assistance Center at Georgia Tech, we are resources, and we can't do it all alone. The only way to be successful is for us to collaborate with the other resources that are out there. And the only way that the small business owners and prospective small business owners have any chance of getting assistance is to make the first step and to reach out. And once they are able to do that, then we can take it from there.
And I would just add the reminder to that every publicly traded corporation has a board of directors, people who are not employed by the organization, but they come in 4 times a year to give feedback and advice on various strategic planning elements. These guys are paid for those 4 trips and probably 4 additional committee meetings in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. Well, most small businesses can't afford to pay $100,000 to a board member. It turns out that we at SCORE and the Small Business Development Center can provide the same kind, the same type
that is excellent
of feedback, and we don't charge
excellent
anything.
excellent idea, Mr. Yancey.
We don't charge anything. Think of us as your corporate board. And if you need more than one of us, we'll put together a team to sit and work with you on that.
That is an excellent idea. Mm-hmm. We talked about it, and I think on our first a couple of shows, about having a board of advisors. Mm-hmm. That is an excellent, excellent idea. I want to thank both of you, Mr. Robert Yancey and Mr. Lloyd Atkins, for joining us today. You have shared some valuable information for small business owners. To our business owners, we want to hear from you. Go to Facebook. Please go to BusinessX Radio. Please, we want to hear from you. We want to hear your feedback. More importantly, please take the opportunity. Please take the opportunity to leverage the information we've shared with you today. Please go to the websites for SBDC, the Small Business Development Centers of Georgia. Please go to the SCORE website. Please, please utilize this information that's provided to our small businesses for the state of Georgia. This information can be used in your introduction in the blog post. Feel free to include it in your LinkedIn profile information. So please, please join us. We look forward to you every Tuesday at 11:30. And remember, as small business goes, so goes America. We'll see you next time on Let's Talk Small Business.